Tanya Nisha is not mechuyev to bring, but our co-partner from the pasuk of Gachol Chukas HaPesach, if she wants to, we let her bring it. What does it mean, she wants to? If she wants to be part of somebody else's carbon, we let her. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi says, what's Rabbi Yosi's time? Rabbi Yosi tells, no, Anisha is mamash mechuyev just like Anisha. Anisha is mechuyev just like Anish. If she wants to, she can bring even a Pesach Sheni. What's his time? Rabbi Yosi, my timer. Any nefesh, even an isha, she also has a chiv to be part of a Pesach Rishon. And if she wants to, she can bring her own carbon. Pesach Sheni, if somebody does not bring it, he has a chiv chorus. Is a deal again, nefesh is mashma mafilu noshim. Even noshim, even women, they also have a chiv to bring a Pesach Sheni. On the case that they were Tomei Lameit for Pesach Rishon, they have a chiyuv now to bring the Pesach Sheni. The Fidu Noshim. For the Mar of Yelo, Cheto Yiso Ishahu, Lamuti Mai, I the Postik says by Pesach Sheni, a Loshin of Ishahu, Mashma only this man is Mechuyin, and not an Isha. What do I do with this Postik Ishahu? And the Gemara Lamute Kotin Mikoris. That means to tell me a Kotin, if he doesn't bring a Pesach Rishon, a Pesach Sheni, he's Potter from Koris. That's the Postik. Means only a man has the chiyuv chorus if he doesn't bring a Pesach, but a katan is potter from a Pesach from chorus. Rashi ksib rishon ish. This is Rabbi Yosi shita. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds an ish is mamish mechuyev just like a man. Vayta Rabbi Shimon. What's the third sheet that we have? Rabbi Shimon holds no. That an isha, even on Rishon, Pesach Rishon is also potter. Just Pesach Rishon, if she wants to, she could bring it and be part of somebody else's korban. But Pesach Sheni, even if she wants to, she can't bring. What's his svara? We have a Shimon, Ksiv Berishon, says by Pesach Rishon, ish. Says the word ish. We'll soon see where it says the word ish. Therefore, Idashon, even by Pesach Rishon, who has the chiev, ish, in ishaloi. Only a man has a chiev to bring a Pesach Rishon, and not an isha. If you tell me so, maybe even if they want to be part of somebody else's carbon, a man's carbon, maybe they can't. How does Reb Shimon know that if they want to, they could be part of somebody else's carbon? It helps them a co-part of the pasuk, but mixas nefoshes. Let's fail up. The pasuk does say a word nefoshes, mashm, any nefesh, any person could bring a Pesach Sheni, a Pesach Rishon, so that helps. If they want to, they could be part of somebody else's carbon. Toss out Reb Shimon. If you tell me so, maybe afilu b'sheni nami, maybe even a Pesach Sheni, if they were tomei for the first Pesach, maybe if they want to, they could bring a Pesach Sheni. How does Reb Shimon know to say so strong that even if they want to, they cannot bring a Pesach Sheni? Have the Gemara miyat rachmoni b'sheni. Reb Shimon knows there's a special mi. The Torah says clearly no, nothing doing by nisha. The pasuk says cheto yiso ishahu. We dash an ish in ishalai. Only an ish has the din of Pesach Sheni and not an isha. So that's Reb Shimon's svar to say, but Pesach Sheni, there's a beferish miyad, an isha cannot bring Pesach Sheni. For the Gemara, mimayad the kamayat lay. From what it would be mimayat an isha not to bring a Pesach Sheni? E mechiyiv, if you want to tell me there's no chiyiv to bring a Pesach Sheni, this is all part of Shimon's svar. If you tell me now this pasuk ish means that an isha has no chiyiv to bring a Pesach Sheni, for the Gemara, that's treat. I don't need a pasuk for that. Hash the Barishan Loi. According to Reb Shimon, even Pesach Rishon, Anisha has no chiyuv to bring. So, Bishani mi boy, there's no havamin in the world to say that Anisha should have a chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon. Madach she's potter for Pesach Rishon, Shita she's potter for Pesach Rishani. So, this is Reb Shimon saying, what do I need a meat for? For Yeshahu, to say that Anisha is potter for Pesach Sheni. What's the potter? If she's potter from the chiyuv, Shita there's no chiyuv. Ela lav mitzvelo. And the Maraposka is telling us, even in a case where she just wants to, like some chesvashus, she wants to bring, be part of somebody's carbon sheni, you don't let her. For Pesach Sheni, she can't even be a tefela. That's Reb Shimon's svara. Now for the Gemara Mayish, where's the Pesach Ish that says by Pesach Rishon that there's a miyit that Anisha has no chiv to bring a Pesach Rishon? Where's the miyit? Where's this word Ish? To come Reb Shimon, which word Ish does Reb Shimon mean? Enam, if you tell me now from this posik, vayikhu lehem ish, sell the base of it, that each man has to have a carbon Pesach for his house, so it says the word ish, Maybe here it means only a man and not an isha. For the Gemara, no, who mi boilei likra Rabbi Yitzchok. This word ish we need from Yitzchok's drasha. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchok says ish zoicha v'yein katan zoicha. Here it's saying you could buy a korban pesach for a few people. If a few people gave you the money, or else Tom, you want to buy the korban and be mezakeh with everybody else, you could do that. But dafka man and not a katan. A katan can't be mezakeh, can't buy for other people. That's the mitir. We're not talking about an isha. We'll be mamayit now a katan. So for this word ish, you have no raya, not an isha. Tomorrow v'yela meish lefi ochle. It says clearly a man how much he could eat. So that's the drasha. Dafka man brings a pesach rishon and not an isha. Now, Hamid Reb Yosi, Savulak Reb Shimon. Since Reb Yosi holds like Reb Shimon, like we had before. So Rashi says, Hamid Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi is the one that says the middle shita that Isha B'Sheni Shechna L'Fnayatzma. He holds an Isha's Mechuyev to bring a Pesach Shen even. Now, Rashi, Hamid Reb Yosi, Savulak Reb Shimon. The Yain Shechten Pesach B'Bamis Yochid Melasuchel Esboyach. He also dashes the possibly form Melasuchel Esboyach to say that you can't bring a carbon on a bamas yochid. There's an issa. So now, Hamid the Reb Yosi Sovlo Reb Shimon is the Chur Reb Shimon Nami Sovlo Reb Yosi. Reb Shimon should also hold like Reb Yosi. So to ask Reb Shimon Nami Sovlo Reb Yosi, the Yalef Meish Lefi Ochloi She Shoychet Pesach Al Yochid. That Reb Shimon's Reb Yosi's Sfora was that a yochid could bring a carbon Pesach. How does it know it from? From the word Me'ishna for Yochloi, that even one person could bring a Korban Pesach. Is Diloi Srila Kavosai, how does he know a person could bring it? So, Bazoi, Vahumi Boilei, the Sherstana Pesach Ala Yochid. So, how could you tell me now Reb Shimon holds? How do we know an Isha can't bring a Korban? Because the Apostle says, Ishna for Yochloi, I Reb Shimon needs this word Ish to tell me, no, that even a single man could bring his own Pesach Rishon. So, how could you tell me Reb Shimon says, where's my word ish that says by Pesach Rishon, a man only and not an isha, from this pasuk ish lefi yochla techayso? Before, no. Yet one is saying that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yosi, that one person can bring his own korban Pesach. How does he know that? From this pasuk ish lefi yochla techayso. So you need this pasuk to teach me that one single person can bring his own korban Pesach. We have it on Amud Aleph. So how could Reb Shimon now use this word ish to teach me and not an isha? And the Gemara, Omaloch. In came nichta rachmon lefi ochloi. If just to teach me about eating, it should have said lefi ochloi, that one person could eat by himself. My ish, why does it say an extra word? Ish, shamat minor tarti. Reb Shimon holds, I hear two things from this pasuk. One thing is that one person has the right to bring his own korban pesach. And secondly, ish means only a man has a chiyuv and not an isha. That's Reb Shimon shita. That by pesach rishon, isha has no chiyuv. If she wants to, she could. Pesach Sheni, even if she wants to, she can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Mar Keman Hazla Hod Yom Reb Lezim. Who does Reb Lezim go like? So what he says, Keman Hazla Hod Yom Reb Lezim. Isha Berishon Choyvim. An Isha and Pesach Rishon, Shemamash has a Choyv to bring the Pesach Rishon. Ove Sheni Rishut. And a Pesach Sheni, if she was Tummy the first one, and she didn't bring it, if she wants to, she could. It's only called the Rishut. So is that like the Chur? That's like Reb Yehuda. That was our Reb Yehuda Shita here. That said that on Isha, the first one, she can bring her own korban, and the second one, she's going to be a tuffel. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. Now here it ends off, V'doich yes a Shabbos. And you should know, even on Shabbos, she can bring it. For at the Gemara, his Avim Minra, even the Pesach Sheni is doich a Shabbos. For at the Gemara, I Rishus. If Reb Lez only holds the Pesach Sheni is a Rishus, means if she wants to, she could. If not, she doesn't have to. Amai doich yes a Shabbos. How can you say if Pesach Sheni comes out on Shabbos, you have a right to bring the korban then? Why is it there a Shabbos? Eleiva means like this. B'sheni rishus. On Sheni taka Pesach Sheni toni rishus. Uba rishon choyva. But Pesach rishon, we have less holds that there's a chiyah for nishu to bring the korban Pesach. Memeila v'doich es a Shabbos. And who adin therefore is doich a Shabbos? So tomorrow command, Reb Yehuda, comes out good like Reb Yehuda Shita. That an Isha and Pesach Rishon has a chiyuv to bring, and Pesach Sheni is a Rishus. If she wants to, she can be a tofel to somebody else. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Oisin Chabura Shekula Gerim. If you have a few people that are Gerim, you don't let them bring a Korban Pesach together. Don't let only Gerim be on a Korban Pesach. Even though they have the chiyuv to bring it, don't let them bring it by themselves. Why? Santi Gemara, Shema Yedakdeku Boy, maybe they'll be so machmer upon themselves. In other words, they don't know the halachas too much Gerim, but they're from a Yidin that became Emes Gerim, so they'll be machmer so much upon themselves, we reveal they psul. And they'll be machmer because they don't know the halacha, they'll go so strict upon themselves of hakeh. They'll be so strict that they'll say the korban is posel and they won't eat it, and really, really, the korban was kosher. So g'day not to bring the korban, the day posel, you shouldn't have only gerim. Don't be so machmir. Have people, rather, that know the halacha, they'll be able to tell them the korban is still kosher. And Rashi says, Yedagdik boy, mishum shein and b'nei Torah, since they're not b'nei Torah, yachmiru olav. They'll be so strict upon themselves, ledagdik, to be so strict about it, v'yasilu achinam. And they'll come to say, that's posel, for no reason. And that's not right. Therefore, don't only have gerim doing it, but have rather people to know the halacha also. Tana Rabbanan, Pesach u'matze u'mora barishin. On Pesach rishin is a chiyuv tit matze mora. Chayva, mikan v'yelech rishus. From then on, the first day after the first day of Pesach, it's only rishus. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, ba'anoshim chayva. Men have a chiyuv for the Pesach and matze mora. U'b'noshim rishus. Women only have rishus if they want to, yes, if not, not. That's what he said. Reb Shimon Oimer, on which case is he going on? Ay koi. Eli ma Pesach and Korban Pesach, or the kasha on the whole brayso. What is the brayso going on? Eli ma Pesach is going on the Korban Pesach itself. Pesach kol shiva miika. What does the brayso start off saying? That Pesach matzo mora barishin chayva mikan v'yelach rishus. That means after the first day, the next 7 days, it's a rishus. A Korban Pesach is a rishus. You can't bring the Korban Pesach after the first day. Even the first day, not. It's only erev Pesach you could bring the Korban Pesach. What do you mean it's a rishus from then on? The yellow elamite pshita the price is talking about a matzamor. It's only going on matzamor to say the choyv is to eat the first night matzamor. From then on, if you want, you could eat. Or b'zoy aimer safe. What does the safe say? Reb Shimon aimer v'yanoshim choyv. Men have a chiyuv to eat this matzamor. Or v'noshim mishus. But women, if they want to, yes. If not, not. For the Gemara, lestal Reb Shimon hold the yomer of leza noshim chayoves pachilus matzah dvat Torah. Doesn't he hold that women also have a chiyuv to eat matzah in the raita? Shenema, the pasuk says, Loi toichal olav chametz, shivas yom, loi toichal olav chametz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzahs. Don't eat chametz, and you're supposed to eat matzah. So the heck is here. So we dashin, kol she yeshtem about toichal chametz. Whoever has the lav not to eat chametz, is yeshtem kumecho matzah, is included in the mitzvah to eat matzah. Vahani noshim, these women, hoyo vi yeshtem about toichal chametz, since they bechal the lav, not eat chametz, because noshim abechal all the lavim. There's only a pter isha by a mitzvah seishes man grama noshim apotah from. But from all lavim of the Torah, noshim amechuyivin. So pshit and isha is bechal this lav of loisoich lalav chametz. Or bezoi, therefore, yesh no mekum echo matzah. Pshit and isha is also mechuyiv midiraisa, teat matzah by night. Teat matzah by night. So what it's all, bezoi, how could you say that an Isha's potter is only Rishut? How can you say an Isha is potter for matzah? I, an Isha's mechuyiv matzah. Elayma say like this, Pesach, matzah, morer, all three of them, Berishon, chayvah. The first day of Pesach, it's a chayv, these three things. Mikan, v'yelech, rishus. From then on, it's rishus. Reb Shimon Oimer, Pesach, b'yanosh, v'nechnami. That's what he says, rishus, tak only means the matzah, morer is rishus. Now, Reb Shimon Oimer, Pesach ba'anoshim choyvim. B'noshim rishus. Reb Shimon Tak is only going back to the Korban Pesach. He's not going back to matzah morer. Abad is also moida. Anisha is mechuyi midiraisa tita matzah. The Reb Shimon just going to Shitosa. We had before. The Reb Shimon knows Bechlal Anisha has no chiyiv to bring even Pesach Rishon. It's only a rishus. If they want to, they could be included in somebody else's Pesach by Pesach Rishon. But by Pesach Sheni, Reb Shimon holds, they can't even do that. There's a second meal, Pesach Sheni, Anisha can't bring it at all. Yizak the Mishnah. Oinein, let's say somebody was an Oinein. That means on Erev Pesach, one of his Mishpacha was mates, and they didn't make the Kippur yet. So the Lachris we had before, he's allowed to have a Korban Pesach brought for him, because by night time he's allowed to eat from the meat. We'll soon see why. But even though they didn't bury your mates yet, you're not Tomei, and you're allowed to eat from the Korban at night time. Is alocha toivel v'yecheles pischal erev. Even though somebody was maced by you erev Pesach, so don't touch the mace and go to the mikvah. And when it comes night time, you're allowed to eat the korban Pesach. avoloi b'kodeshim. But other kabbonish and alarit. On noinein midirabon and akoponim is not alarit kochim even by nighttime. Like we'll see in the Gemara. Because we hold midiraisa noinein is only the first day. When it comes at nighttime, you're not called an oinein midiraisa anymore. So midiraisa and oinein can't eat kochim. That's only the first day. Once it comes at nighttime, it's only midirabon and alarit. So the rabbonin did not stop you here from eating the korban pesach, which is the chi of korus for not eating it. Mashenkin, but other kochim, there's only mitzvah say, the other rabbonim still say, on oinein, you're not allowed to eat kochim. Kozman, they didn't make the kfura. Even though it's at night time, it's only midrabbonim, still you're not allowed to eat kochim. Now, hasher meya al mesai. Let's say somebody heard now that one of his craving was meis 30 days ago, a year ago. So locher is, drashtri yom shemua, heavy oinein the rabbonim. The day you hear about that your craving was meis, you also have to be like Sitchiva now, and you have a shame oinin today, but it's only midrabbonin. So locher is, you could bring a korban pesach then. Hashem meyal meisa, you heard news that one of your craving was meis. Or else, via malakit loy atzomis. You want to move, your father was meis buried in Chutz Laretz, you want to move the bones now to Eretz Yisrael, or any place, you want to move it. So that's a locher midrabbonin also, you call them oinin that day, you have din avelis that day when they moved the meis. So Amalakat Loyat Summit is the halacha, they did this in Erev Pesach, is Toivel, go to the mikveh right after that, for Yoichel B'Kodeshim, and just multitude even Kodeshim, has there even Kodeshim to let you eat? And Rashi says, L'Erev at night time, the Afilu Yoim Gufim Midrabbanan Hu, even this daytime, that we tell you don't eat Kodeshim the day they moved the bones of your father, or the day you heard that one of the craving was mace, that's only Midrabbanan, because Midrashi there's no denying then, because the person was already buried. Sehilkach Palayel Lekalaninis. Therefore, the Rabbanan only said by daytime, but by nighttime, the Chalal, there's no din aninus. So at nighttime, you're even allowed to eat a regular kochim. Ger, shenizgayr, b'erev Pesach. What about a ger, a goy, that became a yid on Erev Pesach? Is be'sham mayomrim toivel. As soon as it becomes a Yisrael, let him go to the mikveh again. V'yoychel ha'pischel erev. And it comes at nighttime, he can eat a korban Pesach. Beisil says no. Ha perish min orla. It's not that you become a yid now. You like have to have a bris milah. You're throwing away your orla from you. It's ka perish min a kever. That's considered as if you touched a mace, as if you perish from a kever from a coffin. Therefore, the locher is you have to have 7 days, like Rashi says. Vitzorach hazor shlishi yoshvi. You have to have mamash hazor from the mechates on you. The third day and the seventh day, your mamash has tome as if you touched a mace. So therefore, Avad, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. If on Erev Pesach you became a Yisrael, since today they take off the Orla from you, so it's considered like you touched a mace, and therefore you can't bring the Korban for another 7 days. So the Gemara. So the Gemara, my timer, what's the time of the first man the other? It says an Einein, even though Mamish, when his father was mace today, still by night time he's allowed to eat the Korban, my timer, Kosovo this Tana holds Aninas the Lila the Rabbonin. That an oinein midirais is not allowed to eat kochim, that's only by daytime. The first day somebody was mace, you called an oinein midiraisa. At nighttime, it's only midirabbonin that you called an oinein ikini kochim. The gabe pesach lo yamidu the vrein b'mokum koris. Nageet a korban pesach. If we're going to tell you midirabbonin you can't eat the korban, it's like being over nisa koris. Therefore, the rabbonin will make it upon you and let you eat the meat at nighttime. Let you eat the korban pesach. Mashenken gabi kodeshim by other kabbonis. You brought a korban shlomim today, or you brought a korban chattas today, or you're kain and you want to eat the meat at night time. We say hamido divrayim b'makom asay. The rabbonin still put their isim with the rabbonin that since at night time, calls them on. They didn't make the kfur. They didn't bury the mace. You called an oinin. So with the rabbonin, you're not letting kochim, even though you're not doing a mitzvah asay. The rabbonin did it. Like shevi atasa, just sit back and don't do the mitzvah asay. They did. It's only by a chiyuv Pesach, who are not doing the Pesach, the chiyuv Koris, there the Rabbanu were not so strong. Vayta shemeya al meisai, and nu adin ha-malakit layat sameis, is on Erev Pesach, so go to the mikvah after that, and you can eat the korban at night. For the Gemara, malakit at sameis, you wanted to have a meaning was, you yourself went and like moved your father from one kever to another kever. For the Gemara, boy yazosh tishu shvi, as if you moved your father, you moved the mace, so zo yimamish tomei meis, and you have to need 7 days to become torum, and you have to have azor on you shlishi and shvi. So how could you say just go to the mikveh night time you could eat the korban pesach? And the gemara eimah shelik to layat samis. It doesn't mean you yourself move the bones. It means you had somebody else do it for you. But since they're moving one of your kreizim, the locher is mit rabbonin, you have a din oin, a din that day for one day. Fight the gershin is gayim. So Mishnah says, what a machloikis beisham and beisilul. If a goy became a yid on Erev Pesach, beisilul says he can't bring a korban because it's like he touched a mace. So Moroma Rabba Bar Bachon, Om Rabbi Yechinin, machloikis be oral nochri. It's only a machloikis by a goy. A goy that was an oral, had the orla on him, and now on Erev Pesach they cut off the orla. The beisilul savri, beisilul holds as a gezerim. Beisilul savri, gezerim we're afraid. Shema yitma l'shana bo. We're afraid maybe this ger now, next year Pesach, he would also touch the mace 2 days before Pesach. The yomer, and the person's going to say now, ishtaka, last year, midlay tovalti v'yachalti. Last year what happened? Erev Pesach, today I became a yid. So we're telling you now, all I had to do is go to the mikvah, and I was able to eat at night. Even though yesterday he touched the mace. Halacha is taka true. If a goy touches the mace, a goy is not makabel any tumah. There's no din tumah by a goy. A goy, he could touch a mace, hank is morgan, is not tumah. So really, this goy, when he touched the mace 2 days before Pesach, he wasn't tumah. Now on Erev Pesach, he became a yid. So the maestro, we tell him now, all you have to do is go to the mikvah, and night time you could eat. So if that's going to be the lochom, this ger is going to think next year, it'll be the same case. 2 days before Pesach, I'm going to touch a mace. And I'm going to think, all I have to do now is Erev Pesach, I'll go to the mikvah, and tonight I can eat the Korban Pesach. Just like last year, that's all I did. He'll think that's the way this year also. The Yoyman will say, Ishtakad, last year, me loy tovalti, didn't I go to the mikvah v'yachalti? Ach shivnami, this year also the same thing. Etzvol, even though I touched the mace yesterday, today I'll go to the mikvah. The Yoychlan, I'll eat the Korban Pesach by night. For lo yodan, this person won't realize, won't know, that there's a big chilek, there's a big difference. Tishtakad last year, nochri heavy. Last year, 2 days before Pesach, you were still a goy. See, even though you touched the mace then, fulay mekabel tumah. A goy is not mekabel tumah if he touches a mace. Therefore, therefore mikra din, it's true, you should have been allowed to eat the korban by night time. Of achshav, this year now, next year, Yisrael, you're already a yid. O mekabel tumah. If you touched the mace yesterday, you're tumah for 7 days, you can't bring the korban. That's why Vesilu makes Xerim. So clearly, it's only Xerim and Rabbonin. That if you misgayer, as soon as after you misgayer, you have to wait 7 days until you can bring the Korban Pesach. And in order to a case, next year shouldn't come out of Michshul. Ube Shamay Savri, like Azrina, no, we don't make such Xeris. Right now, you're a goy, less yesterday, and you touched the mace yesterday means nothing. So today, Erev Pesach, you become a Yid, go to the mikvah, you can eat tonight. And we don't make Xerim about next year. And so that's the machlokes. Avol oro Yisroel. Let's say you had a yid, Yochshalom, a yid that was an oro, didn't have a bris milah yet. And today on Erev Pesach he makes the bris milah. I tell you, divrei hakol everybody holds. Toivel v'yochles pischoy. There's no such din he has like a mace. Avad, he just has to go to the mikvah and let him eat the korban Pesach. Why does he have to go to the mikvah for? So Rashi explained here. Any time a person had a type of a dichoy that he wasn't able to bring a korban, when he becomes able, he has to go to the mikvah. So here this person, Kolzaman, he didn't have the bris milah yet, he's an Arul, he can't bring a korban. So if today you become a gamalta, you have a bris milah, now's the first time you're able to bring a korban, you have to go to the mikvah. The rabbonim dikalocha. So therefore, all you have to do is go to the mikvah, night you need the korban. For Lai Gazrin and everybody else, we don't make a gzeirah, Arul Yisrael mishamaru nochri. Even Beisilu's Moida, that an Arul Yisrael that had a bris milah done on Erev Pesach, you don't have to worry, make any gzeirahs, also an Arul of a goy. The Martanya Nam Yoch, I bring you right to this. Omer Reb Shimon ben Elozem, Loi Nechleku, there's no machlokes beisham or beisilul, al oro Yisrael. If a yid was an oro, did not have a bris milah to him, and it was first had the bris milah on Erev Pesach, that now the din is, she toivel, let him go to the mikveh afterwards, the yecheles pischel Erev, and it comes at night time, he's tor, he's ladi, this korban Pesach. Al man Nechleku, where is the machlokes now mishnah between beisham and beisilul? Al oro nochri, only on a goy. That's an oral. They did have a bris milah done to him. That now on Erev Pesach he makes his bris milah, and he becomes a yid. Again, he's not tamei right now. I touched the mace yesterday. He was a goy yesterday. Right now he's tor. Let him just go to the mikvah right now. He had this gzeirum that a goy when you give him a bris milah, we have to be afraid maybe he touched the mace yesterday, and maybe next year he'll think also by touching the mace, I'm still allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Therefore, we give you the din de rabbanon. If you go away from your orla, a guy, when he comes to this guy here, he has a din like he touched the mace, and he's still tummy for 7 days. He has to wait 7 days. And he has to have a zor also, a zor and a shlishi and shri. Omer rova, oral, the halacha of a person's in oral. Hazor, the halacha is you have to do hazor, you have to spritz the person's tummy mace. You have to make that zor spritz upon him. The izmul, if you want to break a brus milah on Shabbos and you forgot to bring the knife, is halacha in these three cases, hemido divrei b'makom koras. Even though you find cases there's only an issim of the rabbonin, still the Rabbanan left their Isser, even though because of the Rabbanans, you won't be able to do a din that's nogeir to chiv korus. The mashal, the izmul, the knife. Even if you want to carry the knife through a karmelis, through an Isser the Rabbanan, still we say it's not doicha Shabbos. And even though now you won't be able to do the bris milah on Shabbos, which is in the chiv korus, so what? The Rabbanan still made the gzeris. Who a din hazor? If somebody is a tomei, and today is the seventh day, and he wants to become Torah in order to bring korban Pesach, and what in today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to make that zor on Shabbos, even though it's only Yostim with the Rabbanan. Still, with the Rabbanan, you can't do it. Avaitan Oral, what's the lach of an Oral? So Mar says, Omar Rova. Oral, the Azor v'Yizmul. What's the lach of an Oral? One sec. I mean, Oral, that's the case of Beis Hillel, Falachia. An Oral means, you see in Beis Hillel, that is Gersh and his Gair, that right now in Erev Pesach, really is Mechuy to bring Korban Pesach. It's only with the Rabbanan, we gave him a din like his tummy for 7 days. So it's only a tumim of the Rabbanan. Still, the Rabbanan said, let this ger be tummy now, and he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, even though you're stopping him from doing a mitzvah, which is a chi of chorus involved. By these three cases, the Rabbanan kept the Risurim, even a ger to an Issa chorus. Ma'ashenkein oinin. After the Rabbanan say, Laila, you're an oinin, who are then a mitzvah? The tumas mitzvah. Who are then a besa pras? That's a tumah besa kevin with the Rabbanan. Lo'yemidu devrei l'makom chorus. There the Rabbanan did not put their Isser Isurim the Mokim the Zechi of Chorus. Now what are the cases here? Orel Hodamorim. The din of an Orel, that's the din of Al Mishnah. Even though this Ger was Nizgayim and Midirais is Mechuyu to bring a Korban Pesach, still Beis Hillel says with the Rabbanan we consider like his Tamei and he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Rishon. Hazor, what's the loch of Hazor? The Yom Amar, Hazor Shvus. To do Hazor, to spritz the Mechatas on the person on Shabbos, is an Issim of the Rabbanan. It looks like you'd be misak in the person. And still, you can't do it on Shabbos, even though this Shabbos is Erev Pesach. And this person now, if you don't do the Azor, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. Still, we say, don't do the Azor, it's still Doicha the Schiev not to bring the Korban Pesach, which is again to a chorus. Izmo, what's the loch of a knife? Tetanya. The same way if on Shabbos you want to make a bris milah, you're not allowed to carry the knife through a shusarabim, still you can't carry through a shusim that are only yosim with the rabbonin. I, the chura, the rabbonin should say, go ahead and carry this knife through our shusim to do the bris milah. No, these three gezeres are rabbonin kept even though it's stopping you from doing a mitzvah with the chiyuv koros involved. Mashenkin oinein is not that way. Hodi amor, that's how din of the Mishnah. That even though you're an oinein, and at night time with the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat kachim, but the Malkim Chorus of Korban Pesach, they said an oinein is allowed to eat kachim by night time. Allowed to eat Korban Pesach at night. Mitzvah, my, where's the loch of a Mitzvah? The Tanya we learned. Mitzvah shechal shmini shalei b'erev Pesach. Or Mitzvah that his eighth day came out on Erev Pesach. V'roa keri boi b'yoim. And today he saw keri, kri. So, toy the locher is, toy don't go to the mikvah right now. The oichlin, at night time, is lad eat, he's lad eat the Korban Pesach. Omru chachomim, afa pi shetful yoin, eina nichnas. Now, this mitzvah, he can't become Torah until he comes into the Azorah. So, even though usually a tful yoin is not allowed to go into the Azorah, still zed nichnas. This mitzvah, even though he's a tful yoin, he's allowed to go into the Azorah. Muta v'yova yester shesh mekoris. We let you become Torah today in order to bring a Korban Pesach which has the Chiyuv Koros to it, for Yid Chesed Shein VeKoros, to be doicha this Isser Esay, not to come into the Azara, which doesn't have an Isser Esay. So we say Yid Doicha Machmas, the Chiyuv Koros, to be over this Avera of bringing a Tful Yoin into the Azara. The Yom Rav Yechanan, Teva Torah Afilu Esay Einboy, Midi Raisa, there's no Isser for Tful Yoin to go into the Azara. Shenem the Pesach says, Vayamad Yoishofet Pekal Yudah, Yishlaim Beis Hashem, Lifnei HaChotz Rachadosha. What do you mean a new chotzer? My chotzer achadosh, a new courtyard. Shechitshu boy, dover. So you're mechadosh, they made up a new halacha now. No, it's midrabonin. The Yomru, the Rabbonin said, Tfu yoim. A person that went to the mikvah today, with Isua carry today, and then he went to the mikvah. Is halacha midrabonin, lo yikonis amachn leviyah. So you see, even though there's nis the Rabbonin here, the Rabbonin said, don't listen to our is the Rabbonin, but makam mechiv chorus. So this is the Rabbonin let you do, even with makam chorus.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue next tape.